Kathy Schnitzeling on ABC Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 11 and 11 minutes past 10 if you're listening in Queensland. A survey by payroll provider ADP Australia found that two-thirds of Australian workers weren't receiving their full wage entitlements. One in nine workers surveyed said they were always underpaid. And when workers did complain, it always took longer than the next pay cycle to receive the money they were owed. Natasha Hawker is Managing Director of Employee Matters and author of From Here to Fire and Everything in Between. Hello, Natasha.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Were you surprised by these findings? Two-thirds of workers not receiving their full wage entitlements?
Kathy, sadly, I'm not at all surprised by the research. I've been doing this for almost 30 years now, and in paying employees is frequently, sadly, ignored, mishandled, or in some cases, deliberately not done. And the problem is it's a hugely complex area for business owners and managers, and it requires HR expertise. And, hey, even the big corporations get it wrong. And so what these businesses need to do is to understand the roles that their people do so they can determine the correct classification for the role and pay under that award. And I think it's particularly concerning at the moment, Kathy, because so many Australians are financially doing it tough, and this could be making it even harder for them.
And are many people aware that they're being underpaid?
I think the vast majority aren't, because if you think it's complex for the employer to work out what they're being paid, it's even more complex for the employee. A great way for them to find out is to either talk to their employer about it or to call Fair Work on 131394 and get some information from them if they've got concerns.
You're saying it's the complexity of the system that's to blame, that it's not necessarily a deliberate underpayment.
That's correct. So I found that most employers actually do want to do the right thing, but unfortunately ignorance is not a defence. And the concern is, and I think many business owners don't actually realise this, Kathy, is it can be incredibly expensive to get this wrong. So it can cost businesses a fine for a breach of up to $66,000. That's per breach, or the individual $13,000, and no, your employer can't pay that fine for you if you know that your employer is underpaying. So businesses really need to get better at this, conducting audits, making sure that they have either in-house HR or they outsource it. Is really, really important. What I have found is that Fair Work are really reasonable, Kathy, where an employer goes, actually, I think I've made a mistake here. Can you help me out? They're very responsive. They're very supportive to help them get it corrected. And I think that's why I do what I do, because running a business is really tough and your employees are absolutely fundamental to your business success. And in the current tight applicant market, you can't afford to get this wrong.
No, you can't, because it is an employee's market. In what ways are people being underpaid? Is it the wrong rate, not getting penalty rates, or missing meal breaks, super?
Lots of different ways. So very complex. Breaches are breaks that aren't being taken, or they're being shortened. They're not being paid on time, and therefore, because they're not being paid correctly, the flow on impact of that is their superannuation payments aren't being done correctly. And the big one is that they're not receiving pay slips. An employee is entitled to a pay slip with their paycheck every week so that they know what rates of pay they're getting. So employers need to understand the awards of their employees in detail. And that's complex. It's a 64-page document, you know, which makes it a bit hard for them. You know, what we do is help our clients write job descriptions and check their classifications, but they might want to consider outsourcing their payroll to reduce their risk, but they are still ultimately responsible. So they do need to get advice and not bury their heads in the sand.
It's pretty scary, really scary, actually, for the employer as well as the employee, because if you are, you're busy running a small business and your field of expertise may be in, you know, making widgets, it's not in payroll. And then if you make a mistake, you can face a huge financial penalty.
Yes, you've seen what some of the penalties that were handed down to Woolworths, 7-Eleven, Pizza Hut, you know, a number of those big organisations with large HR departments are getting it wrong. So even more difficult for SMEs.
Now, your daughter was underpaid recently. Tell us that story.
Yeah, she did. It was her first job in retail, and I suspect suspected that she was being classified incorrectly and therefore underpaid, and she was. Her duties were a level two, not a level one, the most basic, and it meant she was being underpaid between about 50 cents and a couple of bucks an hour, depending on the shift, which is not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things, but it's a lot of money to 16-year-olds. Exactly. So we raised the concerns and our proof, and then after weeks of no responses, she finally received some back pay. But when I told my daughter at the beginning of this that raising this could mean she could lose a job, she said, "Mum, they're doing this to me. That might mean there are others too that they don't know about, and maybe it gets it corrected for them as well." And sadly, she never got another shift. It was blamed on the downturn in revenue, and terminating her because she raised a query on her pay is a workplace right and also illegal for that employer to have done that.
But they had a perfectly good reason that they gave her.
Yes, legitimate in their view. Now, we could have chosen to go down the legal route and gone a bit more hardcore with it, but we just didn't think it was worth it. And she's got some experience. She's moved on and got a great job now where she's being paid correctly.
Does that sort of repercussion prevent workers from dobbing in their bosses or even raising it with their bosses?
Yeah, it does, but it shouldn't. So if any of your listeners there have a concern, they should raise it with their employer. And as I said, it's a protected right that they can do this. Let payroll or your manager know that you think there might have been an error and the details around that, and come from a place of, I suppose, concern and inquiry with an intention to resolve it as quickly and as professionally as possible. Don't get your upsuit, you know, suit on. Most employers will want to resolve it too, Kathy. They'll want to make sure that everything's okay. And in many cases, some employees may find that they get a back pay of entitlements. So if the error is corrected, fantastic, move on. If your complaint is ignored or denied, then I would suggest you escalate the issue internally or call Fair Work again. Confirm your thinking, and Fair Work can actually raise a complaint for you formally and help you recover your underpayment and potentially also underpayments for other people in your organisation. But from an employer's perspective, the risk is that they've done it incorrectly for one employer, Fair Work or employee. Fair Work may come in and do a detailed audit and find that there's a significant amount of underpayments, and then there may have to be some back pay. So the best thing here is to be proactive, get the classifications of your current and your new roles done correctly from the beginning, and then you won't have any hassle.
We have a text message from Ian, who has sent an SMS on 0467922612, and he says, I requested my long service leave details from my employer. I believe that it was incorrectly calculated and there were days that I was owed. Now, 3 months later, they have apologised for their incorrect calculation and I'm $1,000 better off. So it worked for him.
It did work. And look, you know, there can be genuine errors there, Kathy. You know, it is a complex area, and, you know, most employers, the vast majority, and we've worked with clients for over 10 years, they want to do the right thing. And when it's raised, they will quickly remedy it, and it should be done within the next week or so, ideally in your next pay packet, depending on the complexity of the research or the audit that needs to be done to rectify it.
You're listening to ABC Radio. My name's Kathy Schnitzling, and I'm speaking with Natasha Hawker, who is the Managing Director of Employee Matters and the author of From Hire to Fire and Everything in Between. It's 19 minutes past 11, 19 minutes past 10 if you're listening in Queensland. It's not just smaller companies that are the underpayers. You mentioned the big names like Woolworths and 7-Eleven. Is there any excuse for a big company like that not to get it right?
Look, it is tough, but I would suggest for organisations of that size, there is no excuse. I think what happens is they don't put the required resources and take it seriously enough. It is a complex area. It requires careful management. And I think sometimes organisations at that bigger end of town run those departments too leanly. And as a result, there are errors made. And, you know, the ramifications are massive because often they're dealing with some of the most, you know, lowest paid workers in Australia. You know, Woolworths is one of the largest suppliers of employees across Australia at the moment. And, you know, for the most part, they've corrected it and they've, you know, made it right. And that's important. But I would suggest most businesses need to pay more careful attention to this than what they do currently.
So employers and businesses need to pay attention, but as an employee, What should I be doing if I don't understand what's on my payslip?
Well, take ownership, number one. So find out what award you're covered under. There's multiple awards. I think there's that last count, there's about 122. So you might be hired under the Retail Workers Award. Work out what your job says you do and make sure that you compare that with your award and see whether your classification is correct. In every employment contract, they really should have your classification under your award and the award in that as well. And if you've got any concerns, ring up Fair Work, maybe to do your background research first and foremost. And when you find out that actually you think you are being underpaid, then go back to your employer and say, look, I think there might have been a mistake here made. Can we have a look at this and see if we can correct it? And as I said, most employers want to do the right thing and they'll be correcting that as quickly as possible.
Natasha, do you have that number for Fair Work again for people who might need it?
Yep, 131394. And you may be on hold for a while, but it's definitely worth your call and they can definitely help you out. One tip for your listeners, if you do call Fair Work, ask for an ID number so that you can, a case number, so that you can come back to that at a later date. That's super important too.
So you're not telling your story over and over again. Natasha Hawker? Natasha, it has been very illuminating talking to you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Cathy.
Natasha Hawker, who is the Managing Director of Employee Matters and author of From Hire to Fire and Everything in Between. A little bit of homework there for everybody if you want to make sure that you are being paid what you should be paid. Take a look at your payslip. And if you do need to call Fair Work, that number again is 131394 and ask for an ID number so that you have a case number and you can come back to it. All your information is there on record.